Welcome everyone, I'm Praveen, an associate database consultant with MyDBOps, and today I'm going to talk about what's new in MariaDB 10.6. My core interest is with open source database technology. I'm an Oracle certified DBA with 3 years of experience. I have worked in high volume of data in both on-prem as well as in cloud. I'm a tech speaker and active blogger as well. Here is the quick brief about MyDBOps. Founded in 2016, we serve two top open source databases for 500 plus customers. We are 70 plus DBA team certified in both MySQL and AWS. Proud to claim that we are AWS partner and PCI certified organization. We provide two major services: managed database services and consulting services that are mainly focused on MySQL, MariaDB, MongoDB, and Postgres, both in on-prem as well as in cloud. The consulting team, as the name suggests, it will provide the consultation to the client and also to help to address the databases issue. Whereas the managed database team ensures the smooth and stability by providing the support around the clocks to all of our customers. Here are some of our core customers among the 500 plus that we are supporting across the globe. Without any delay, let's get into today's session. MariaDB plays a good role when it comes into the bug fixes and also providing these support and the performance improvement as well. As we will see about what's new in MariaDB 10.6, what are the variables added and removed for better performance, bug fixes as well. MariaDB release. In MariaDB version 10.6, we are going to see about, but in MariaDB version 10, we can see there are frequent releases that has been made to ensure the tool's stability by fixing the bug as well as the adding the features for the better performance. This is the timeline of version 10 releases. Moving on to the main topic, what's new in MariaDB 10.6 and the named features of it. The named features in MariaDB 10.6 are atomic DDL, skip lock, SQL offset and fetch support, ignored index, sys schema, and InnoDB improvement, replica or Galera improvement as well. We will review each one of them in the upcoming slides. Atomic DDL. So Atomic DDL is introduced to make sure the consistency of the server even after the server got crashed while performing any of the DDL. So hence we are safe even after the server crash. It works fine with rename table, drop table, alter table. It supports for all types of engine. But we need to make sure that there is no temporary tables on the disk during the time of crash. So this type of consistency is achieved by tracking the changes occurring in the DB by storing a log called DDL recovery log. By default, it will be present in the data directory. But it is possible to change the location of it based on our convenience by mentioning it in log DDL recovery. I have created the same scenario in my test server and I have tested it. We can see I'm performing the alter to add an index for the table. The same metadata is stored in DDL recovery logs, which holds the information about the table name, database name, and the DDL statement which has been executed. Only the alter is completed, it will make the entry in the bin log, otherwise it will be get reversed. when the server restarts, the DDL recovery will have a copy file named DDL recovery hyphen backup dot log, which helps us to identify the cause even when the recovery process fails. Moving on to the next topic, skip logged and no way. This feature is already available in MySQL 8.0. We should take care of the locking in the table to make sure everything goes fine and no other processes getting affected because of the locking for the locking in the table. Because if a locking is occur on a hot table or the high concurrent table, it will affect the other queries as well as it will cause the issues. So we should start preventing that instead of getting a table lock for a time while. So we can use the skip logged and no wait. That is the feature in MariaDB 10.6. So it will prevent the unwanted locking to the table. In this log, we can see in transaction 1, I have fired a select for update query. In transaction 2, I am trying to update the same row, which is leading to lock and query failed due to lock wait timeout error. It is not a suggestible one because when a locking is occurring for a table, it will affect the concurrent traffic as well. Instead of causing a lock to the table, we can use a skip log along the select for update query. So the concurrent transaction will not be get affected due to this. And also we can use a no wait option to select to share the immediate result instead of waiting until the lock wait time exceeds. SQL offset and fetch support. It is similar to the feature available in MySQL, the limit. Offset is used to mention how many rows has to be skipped while displaying the result. Whereas fetch will determine how many rows need to be printed. But with ties need to be used only with the order by condition. Otherwise, it will throw an error because it is a supported only along with the order by. You can see from the sample, I have ignored the first two rows and fetched only the last two rows using the offset. Then on second one, I have fetched only the two rows after skipping two rows by using the fetch. Ignored index. It is same as the invisible index feature available in MySQL. By using this feature, we can make the index as invisible to the optimizer. So optimizer won't consider this index. So it will be better instead of dropping the index permanently. It is a better solution. So, and also before dropping any of the index, we should make sure that any other query is not using that index for, because if any concurrent query is using that index and it has been dropped, means it will go for the full table scan and it leads to the performance degradation. So if this kind of scenario is occurred for the larger table, then it's leads to the so much of issues because just consider the production time index has been dropped due to the concurrent query firing in the table. It will go for the full table scan since no index is there for the performance improvement. So only it is suggestable to go with the ignored index instead of permanently dropping the index. We can make the index as ignored by altering the table. since it is a metadata change, it won't take time. When we make the index as I know, the optimizer won't able to see it. From this example, they can see that I can ignore the I have ignored the index. Now the table is going for the full table scan. So previously, it the index is used for that query and the number of rows is scanning is less. But now after ignoring, the optimizer is considering there is no index for that column and it is going for the complete full table scan. SysSchema and Performance Schema. So now SysSchema is available in MariaDB from 10.6. In MariaDB 10.5, only the Performance Schema was adapted. Now in MariaDB 10.6, SysSchema is also available. The SysSchema is like a flavor or a layer for the Performance Schema to display the output as a more optimized one and in user friendly. And also it will be more useful when going for the debugging or any troubleshooting of an issue. Along with the SysSchema, Replication Instrument is also available in MariaDB 10.6. This will be more useful when debugging any replication related issue, and also it will be more helpful when parallel replication is enabled. Because it will be helpful to find out how efficiency the parallel thread is getting utilized and what are the queries getting utilized by the threads. InnoDB improvement. So there are many major changes in InnoDB in MariaDB 10.6. The first one is faster the data loading to the new table. So it is achieved by having a single undo log instead of having two. Because instead of waiting on the rotation, by providing a single undo log file, the performance has been improved for the better data loading and also faster. But for a barcode file format, until this version, it is supported both dynamic and the compressed, and also dynamic and compressed InnoDB RAW format. But that compression is also now achievable in OS level itself by having EZFS file formats. So now MariaDB make the compressed RAW format as read-only by default. So instead of fetching the temporary table for every checkpoint in buffer pool, now the buffer pool will flush the temporary tables only if new pages need to be created instead of flushing at the each checkpoint. Below are the list of deprecated few lists. I have shared the complete list in the upcoming slides. Replication and Galera improvement. So nowadays, cloud-based services also plays major role in RDBMS. So while configuring external replication between the cloud as well as the on-prem, we need to mention the complete endpoint for in the master host. So now the MariaDB has increased the total character of the character length of the master host to 255, and also the expiry log is now available in seconds instead of days. Previously, it was expiry log days. It will represent the number of days for the log retention. Now it is converted into seconds. In Galera, WSRP grub mode is enabled. That's mean it is same as the feature in PXE. It is used to make sure the strict mode among the cluster for the consistency. That's which means whether the primary keys need to be as a mandatory one for the tables in the, among the clusters, or whether my SAM table is need to be replicated among the clusters or not. So these types of strict mode that we can mention it in WS REP mode. Then TokyDB and Cassandra has been deprecated in MariaDB 10.6. Since there is no further improvement in Cassandra, and also TokuDB is getting replaced by RocksDB. So as I mentioned earlier, below the list of InnoDB deprecated variables, so it is a huge list. So we will see about the bug fixes made in the latest version. First one, audit plugin. It is not the complete bug fixes. These are the named one and the few that I have grabbed. So audit plugin. In a previous version, the drop procedure and the create procedure won't be get stored or logged in the audit log. But it is fixed from this MariaDB 10.6. InnoDB. For a higher concurrency workload, if the buffer pool and the log file is smaller, means it will force for a frequent checkpoint, which make the system stalled, but it is fixed from this version. Then replication. While performing any of the XA transaction in the master, this may cause the timeout in the replication thread, because when performing any of the XA transaction in the master, it will produce a gap log, which leads to the replication breakage, but it is fixed from this version. This all I have for today's session about MariaDB 10.6. Please let me know if you have any queries. I'm happy to clear out that. Thanks, everyone.